This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin is home to a popular YouTube channel that's become a lifeline for many people during the spread of the coronavirus. Yoga with Adrian has more than 7 million subscribers from all over the world, and its videos have been viewed more than half a billion times. The channel star, Austinite Adrian Mishler, has been providing free at-home yoga classes for almost a decade. KUT's Ashley Lopez spoke to Mishler about her channel and its impact during this unique time.
We uploaded the first video in September of 2012, and at the time it was really just an experiment in a lot of ways. Honestly, my business partner and I met through Austin film scene, and we were trying to create, you know, somewhat meaningful projects, projects that weren't deteriorating us so that we could create more work outside of that. So I guess, to be honest, the goal was to really kind of create a side job. I thought if it could help me pay my flip phone, you know, cell phone bill, then that would be nice. Never could have imagined that it would have come to this. The work that we're doing is the same. It's the same as we were doing before this shelter in place and this whole thing happened. And I'm still trying to figure out the graceful way of saying that. Of course, there have been some things that we've decided, oh, let's be in the present moment. But the truth is, the offering is kind of the same, because before this all happened, I was creating videos for those anxious people, for the people who were isolated, for the people who did not feel comfortable going out, for the people who, you know, mental health was waning for whatever reason, for folks who really needed some friendship and getting back into their body. So tending to the same sort of issues that we're seeing now, I would say the only difference is the amount of people experiencing them, which is really unfortunate, but also beautiful that we have the tools of yoga and that we're ready. I think we feel like we're ready for this. We are hearing a lot from people all over the world, and I think it's picked up over the years, of course, but it usually is high traffic, lots of letters and comments and videos and emails and questions in January. But we've definitely seen a big peak in pretty much everything in the last couple weeks. But of course, there are all the beautiful stories and photos of people, man, I think just wanting to say thank you. And it's beautiful. And normally I would want to, you know, avoid saying things like, oh, so many people are writing me saying thank you. But I think it's really beautiful to spotlight that, because It's about creating exchange. Like, it's so much more than a workout video. And even the opportunity to be able to thank someone, like, never mind that it's me, but like anyone, for something and really mean it, that's like part of the benefit of the whole exchange. So it keeps it going. And I think right now, whether it's a question or a comment or a thank you or a photo, I think there's like this strong tone of unity and kind of humanity. I know that sounds crazy, but you can just feel it. It's a strange and interesting time. And if there's anyone out there that thinks that you have to be good at yoga to do yoga, or like put together to a certain amount to practice, or if you have to be flexible, I'm here to just lovingly tell you it's not true. It's there for anyone, and I'd love to meet anyone who's interested on the mat.